Kano State's 10-year education law says all schools must meet certain requirements. They must offer a conducive learning and teaching environment, pay appropriate taxes to government, provide a well-stocked laboratory, maintain functional administrative and academic records, and have a provisional certificate of approval to operate. Baba Abubakar Umar is the chairman of the Kano State Task Force on Private Schools.
Well, the position is quite pathetic. So many schools have started operating, majority of them without government consent, by extension without provisional approval or any kind of formal approval from the Ministry of Education. The state government, under the present administration of Dr. Rabi Musa Kwankoso, decided to intervene by establishing a task force under my chairmanship with a view to sanitize the entire private education sector in Kano State.
He says part of the mandate of his office is to enforce a national curriculum for education, ensure the operation of laboratories and qualified teachers, and determine the location of the schools. Some private schools are located near sites that negatively affect pupils' behavior, like under high-tension cables or near marketplaces. There are over 4,000 nursery, primary and secondary schools in Kano. He says less than 1,000 of them are registered as required with the Education Ministry.
So many schools have opened without government consent, and we are actually going to embark on serious scrutiny with a view to detect schools that are mushrooms, that are not Bible, that are not standard schools, and we'll flush them out with a view to ensure and bring about sanity in education in Kano State.
He said preparators or schools that do not comply with government regulations governing the establishment and operation of private schools will be closed. He says government wants to ensure that pupils are well taught, teachers are well paid, and facilities are excellent for learning and teaching. Hajja Tawa Abdusalam is the owner of Badal Primary and Secondary School and the chairperson of the National Association of Proprietors of Private Schools in Kano.
We are running private school in Kano State, but some of us are not following the guidelines and the rules of operating a private school. The teaching and learning environment should be the required standard. The teachers, the qualifications of the teachers should be the required standard of the state government. And also you, the proprietor of the school, must have the qualifications and the quality to administer a private school.
She says her association supports the government's effort to improve the educational system. Abdusalam says some schools that were closed by the task force have resumed operation. Their owners had to meet deadlines for improvements like installing toilets and providing clean drinking water, classroom furniture, and equipment for a well-equipped laboratory. Wakili Shehu Abubakar is the secretary of the National Parent Teachers Association, Kano State Chapter.
Of recent, he closed, or the task force closed two or three schools on condition of increasing the fees without contacting PTA and the private schools.
He says the guidelines for increasing school fees include convening a PTA general meeting with representatives of the private institution department and the Ministry of Education. 2/3 of those in attendance must approve the approval before it's adopted and implemented. Abubakar says before the creation of the task force, owners increased fees almost every term, making it difficult for parents to send their children to private school. Education experts say the new efforts to monitor and regulate private schools should help to ensure that all children have access to education, develop as individuals, and improve their social and economic well-being. It should also help reduce poverty levels and enhance development. Over 60% of individuals in Kano State live below poverty line. As a result, most people have limited access to quality education. The government provides basic primary, secondary, and tertiary education, though others, including private investors, are encouraged to get involved. However, the same rules meant to ensure quality apply to every group involved in running the schools in Kano State. For VOA Africa, I am Isiaku Ahmed, reporting from Kano, Nigeria.